Milwaukee has long been called one of the most segregated cities in the country. Whites mainly live in nicer, wealthier areas, while blacks live mostly in inner-city neighborhoods plagued by poverty and crime. WUWM's Aaron Toner reports on a unique new approach to put a dent in segregation. A contest.
The news had been getting to Ken Hansen. He says last winter, while driving to his company Hansen Dodge Creative, he heard our story about Milwaukee's 53206 zip code. Or get jobs. A third of its working-age adults are unemployed, and nearly 4,000 black men here are either in prison or have been. Rogers says, and the bad news kept coming. Hansen heard reports about Wisconsin being the worst state in the nation when it comes to the well-being of black children and about growing polarization in the community. Yet, it all didn't seem to affect his world.
You know, I run a firm on the east side of Milwaukee, you know, just full of wonderful people. And they come to work, you know, over the Holm Bridge or on Lake Drive, and they don't really sense or feel any repercussions of the segregation issues or the social justice issues in Milwaukee.
But Hansen says his mindset has changed.
I've come to believe that if we're not part of the solution, that we're part of the problem. And it's going to change when all of us decide that we want it to change.
He came up with the idea he calls Greater Together. It will ask people to submit ideas for how the community can solve its segregation problems.
The 10 best proposals will be presented the first week of October, and the audience will select the winning proposal. It's my hope that the ideas are so good that all of the 10 ideas make their way into funding somehow.
The judges will match the 10 top ideas with design teams. Hansen says about 40 Milwaukee area organizations with social justice missions are joining in, and they'll spread the word online.
We have, through these different organizations, we now have a constituency of over 300,000 people. And so that's a lot of social media power. That's a lot of connections.
It's critically important for us to make sure that the issues of racial and economic segregation are on the table.
Lauren Baker is executive director of the Milwaukee Teachers Education Association. It's one of the groups collaborating on the Greater Together campaign. The union represents Milwaukee public school teachers. Baker says they see damaging results of segregation.
Wisconsin has the widest gap in test scores between African American and white students in the nation in every category. And that certainly reflects the black and white unemployment gap, the fact that our state has the worst incarceration rate for African-American men, the effect of that on the community you see in students' performance in schools.
Baker says an ideas contest likely won't lead to major shifts in employment or housing opportunities for Milwaukee residents.
But I think a challenge like this gives us the opportunity to have those conversations and to look for creative ways to highlight potential solutions.
It's actually about beginning to see our diversity as our strength. And I know that's a long haul for us, but I think that we need to start someplace.
Organizer Ken Hansen says planners are also recruiting filmmakers and songwriters to create works to help humanize segregation. And the Wisconsin chapter of the American Institute of Graphic Art has made the campaign the centerpiece of its 100th anniversary celebration. I'm Aaron Toner, 89.7 WUWM.